Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Air quality alerts are up in several states in the upper Midwest. CBS's Allison Keyes says smoke from wildfires in Canada is becoming more of a factor.
You feel like something is in your throat.
That's a man in Minnesota where the air quality is very unhealthy in places like Minneapolis due to smoke from those raging wildfires in Canada. Meteorologist Melissa Dye at the National Weather Service says people should take precautions.
If you can get a good fitting like N95 mask if you have to be outside, that's usually recommended.
Millions from Chicago to Florida could see haze from the fires.
Overseas, CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports it was another deadly day at a crowded humanitarian site in Gaza.
For the third day in a row, chaos at Gaza's Nasser Hospital as those suffering from gunshot wounds were rushed for treatment. Inside, more injured and the remains of the dead. Body bag after body bag. At least 27 Palestinians were killed and over 200 wounded, according to first responders at the scene.
Well, now to Washington, Education Secretary Linda McMahon before a Senate panel today defending moves to cut the department.
We have spent $3 trillion since 1980 on education in our country when this department was set up, and our scores have continued to go down. We are not doing something right.
Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka is suing the state's top federal prosecutor after being arrested at an immigration detention facility last month. At the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, CBS's Katrina Kaufman says some key prosecution witnesses are still to come.
The key one will be Jane. She's an alleged victim of Sean Combs who's going by a pseudonym. Jane allegedly had a relationship with Sean Combs starting around 2020, and the prosecution says that, like Cassie Ventura, she was forced to participate in freak-offs with him. We're also going to be hearing from witnesses related to the Intercontinental Hotel videotape that captured Combs appearing to assault Cassie Ventura.
Well, tariffs are expected to hike auto prices. New sales numbers are out today.
Sales are trending up about 3%, but at Ford, their sales are up 16%. Ford analyst Eric Merkel cites new products and generous employee pricing incentives. Tariff jitters, not so much.
Some of that sense of urgency is starting to die down a little bit, but we're still seeing really strong sales growth on the retail side.
Hyundai reported its sales up 8%. Sister brand Kia saw sales up 5% over last year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
And on Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 140 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Michigan waters near Milwaukee and Racine are calming after dangerous conditions, but officials urge swimmers to stay alert. The National Weather Service wasn't only alerting about the beach, they're also talking about the rain. Storms and gusty winds and potential flooding will move through the area later tonight into tomorrow. Showers and isolated severe storms are expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. We don't want all the smoke. Despite the request, Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until midday tomorrow due to smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. The DNR recommends limiting time outdoors and advises anyone feeling symptoms like coughing or shortness of breath to go inside. Health officials warn that the air is especially unhealthy for children and people with asthma or heart conditions. Don't go to City Hall tonight for the Racine Common Council meeting. Go to the library. They'll gavel in at 6 in the community room of the library, making the move due to repairs taking place at City Hall. Council members will discuss the Mound Cemetery restoration, Racine's Pride Day, road salt contracts, and more. For more details on what's on the agenda, check out RacineCountyEye.com. About 700 cyclists from around the nation are set to compete in Racine County. June 30th is the date for the races in Mount Pleasant. Events will be running from the morning through the afternoon that day. The village says road closures will be in effect. You can see a map of the closures and read more about the race at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Packers back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelich, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight, that, you know, sore hand or not. He's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Thank you, Sean. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Now, the rest of the story. In 805 A.D., the Emperor Charlemagne ceded a small amount of land to a handful of Pyrenees mountaineers, this in return for their assistance to his armies in fighting the Moors. That land became a republic, and it's still a republic today. It's called Andorra. Andorra's near 1,200-year history has been largely a peaceful history. However, once upon a time, Andorra went to war with another European country, and she stayed at war for 44 years. Andorra is one of the world's oldest republics, if not the oldest, also one of the smallest. The whole country, the entire country, is about half the size of New York City. While Andorra once relied on tobacco smuggling for revenue, her economy is based on tourism today. Andorra's 25,000 citizens play host to nearly a million tourists every year, people who come to ski or simply to see. Lower Andorra attracts the most visitors. There are pleasant hotels in which room and board may be had for a few dollars a day, a number of spas which claim their hot spring water baths can cure any known malady. Andorra's most beautiful scenery may be observed only by those who don't mind a long, hard hike. It's rugged. It's a majestic land. The country does have a river, the Valira, the two branches of which join to flow southwesterly into Spain. There are magnificent woodlands, luxuriant green pastures where sheep and cattle roam in the summertime, and highland lakes well stocked with salmon trout. In many ways, time itself has overlooked Andorra
has granted her equal exemption from peril and progress. The diseases of poverty and crime which rack the rest of the West are virtually non-existent. Her domestic tranquility is a reflection of her generally peaceful relationship with the world at large, and yet that little land is strong for national defense. Every man who owns a gun must serve in the army. War is a word Andorra would like to ignore. And yet students of Andorran history recall the state of belligerency which lasted 44 years. It began in 1914. That's right, for 44 years. Between 1914 and 1958, Andorra was at war. And you never even knew. Perhaps because the country with which Andorra was at war didn't care and didn't know either. The war was World War I, and the other country was Germany. And yet, when the First World War ended for everybody else, it did not end for Andorra. The little country was forgotten, was never invited to the Versailles Peace Conference. And so that tiny republic, her feelings hurt, remained at war with Germany for four more decades, until eventually she terminated her official antagonism in 1958. Andorra had neither forgiven nor forgotten the slight, the oversight of the Allies, remained officially an enemy of powerful Germany throughout the Second World War and well beyond. And incidentally, maybe we could learn something from this. On a total annual military budget of $5, now you know the rest of the story.
What? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, 12:05 with me, Dan Marcus, here on WIRJN.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Bye.
Mass on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, 1:45-ish this afternoon. The Racine Raiders, I was talking about them a little bit earlier, have to start all over on their win streak. Their win streak ended last weekend, starting in 2023. They were 30 or 31, I forget which right now. And so they're taking on the Indy Bison at home, Horlick Field. Game time Saturday is 6:45, kickoff at 7 p.m. You can hear the whole game here on WRJN. Sponsored by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. By Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. And by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Racine Raiders, catch it Saturday night here on WRJN.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
Things we've done together.
To speed on the news now, and just the guy to do it, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We don't want all the smoke. Despite the request, Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until midday tomorrow due to smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. The DNR recommends limiting time outdoors and advises anyone feeling symptoms like coughing or shortness of breath to go inside. Health officials warn that the air is especially unhealthy for children and people with asthma or heart conditions. A reminder about the Racine change of venue. The Racine Common Council meeting is moving out of City Hall and into the Racine Public Library tonight due to elevator repairs at City Hall. The meeting starts at 6 in the community room on the second floor of the library downtown. Go deeper on what's on the agenda at RacineCountyEye.com. A 19-year-old can serve in the military, but should they serve in local law enforcement? That's a question Kenosha County Board Supervisors will ponder tonight as they discuss police matters. The changes being talked about would lower the minimum age to apply to be a deputy, reduced to 18 and a half. The hiring age would be lowered to 19 from 21. The county board will discuss and possibly vote on an ordinance amendment at tonight's meeting.
Racine-based Modine is getting bigger. The local company that makes heating and cooling products is buying another company called L.B. White for $112 million. Modine president and CEO Neil Brinker says the acquisition will help the company achieve their long-term goals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Everybody loves a clown. So and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Kids, how you doing? This is Howard Kalin, you know, the good-looking bearded turtle, and I'm happy together with Dan Marcus.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Hits, WRJN. WRJN, big deal of the day. Got one coming up here. Just before I tell you what it is, or they tell you what it is, understand that when you check out, there is a code box for a code word. Enter the word nugget, as in Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, N-U-G-G-E-T, and that could get you an additional 9.9% off the price. Even less, a greater discount. Nugget in the code box when you check out. WRJN.com. Big
deals. June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party, June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Here.
smile. You know, things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I'm a little governments the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of government's meaningless nouns, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.